I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Hey, where are the white women at?
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!
All systems go!
Penis.
Damn it! Hey.
Can we talk now?
Yeah,
we go. All right. Yeah, well, okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Howdy.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Yeah.
So, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
Not
Who's
much.
That?
Why don't we introduce everybody
it's
again?
Matt.
Since it seems like a new mess.
It's called Setting the Table.
Well, this table ain't set.
This table.
Oh, we're the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com, blah, blah, blah. We got Craig.
Howdy.
Vaughn.
Hello.
Oh boy. Matthew. Oh, he's eating. Yeah. And Eric, actually.
Hey. What's going on, guys?
The Eric. One and only.
The Eric.
Pat is, he's gay.
He's pretty gay.
Having sex with his fiance.
Not his wife.
He's gay.
We're men. No.
Oh, man, do we have a lot planned for today, huh?
You got that right. A lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing. We want to start with you guys. What you guys were screaming about before?
Oh yeah. There's a newspaper headline today: a suicidal dad tosses sons from 15th floor.
He's not really suicidal if he's killing
them. I know.
Is that homicidal?
No, he jumped off after them.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
His wife heard the kids screaming and she like ran into the room and saw the husband going over the balcony.
Well, she saw the dead kids on the ground and. Yeah. Afterwards, too. The whole pile of dead.
Oh, she got the whole Eric Clapton treatment.
The whole pile of dead fans.
So, is he just throwing them off, like, and then he decided to follow after? He's like, oh, wait, this is a bad idea.
Wait a minute. Eric Clapton special.
He was trying to teach him how to fly.
Wait a minute. They're not okay. Hey, is that... Awful people.
My father's eyes
saw me fall
when I seen my father die.
I don't get it. I think it's a reference to music.
Ah.
That's when I see him.
He's mad. He's got a cheeseburger in one hand, mic in the other.
He's got two hamburgers.
Wait, now what? What is that now? What are you eating?
Double quarter pounder.
With cheese?
Avec. Le fromage, yeah.
Ooh.
How about that?
And what else did you have? Chicken nuggets?
Chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Fries.
All right.
Yeah, I woke up and
I thought you stopped eating crap.
No. That was me.
Oh. So is that it? He just killed his kids and himself? And,
well, yeah, pretty much. Like, he threw his kids off the 15th floor.
They were on vacation in Florida,
yeah.
Right?
Can you imagine if you're, like, the floor
in
below?
Florida?
You see, like...
Can you imagine being poolside and seeing that? They just roll into the pool.
Well, they landed on a mezzanine on the second floor.
Yeah.
They didn't quite make it down to the poolside.
Oh, no.
They didn't have quite the chance to wash up on the shore there. But they were 8-4, so they really had a full life.
Yeah.
Wow. 8-4.
Father was 43. Edward Van Dyke. He was a doctor from Illinois.
Maybe there was an ottoman by the window.
That's what happened. Dick Van Dyke comes home from work. He kisses Laura. And then he falls over the balcony.
With his kids.
Oh,
I love it so much.
Oops. It's a terrible tragedy.
I could picture the little noise as he picks him up and there's a boom. Boom.
Ah, they're dead.
Oh, God.
There he goes. Rosemary, Mary Matthews, and Mary Tyler Moore. There's two. Getting ready.
I'm gonna talk now.
Here comes the wife.
Honey, what are you doing? Ready? No, no, don't do that.
There he goes.
Wow.
Vacations are full of memories.
Oh,
bad ones.
Imagine being the wife. Jesus.
Yeah, right. Wow, my whole family's dead.
Yeah.
Great.
Like,
let's go to Disneyland.
She goes to get like ice out of the machine. She comes back and
I'm gonna go get a Coke in the vending machine. I'll be back. You want anything? No, I'll be fine. Not really hungry.
I hope you die. Okay, honey, I'll be back.
Now kids, we're gonna play a game. Who brought their parachutes? No one? Okay, we'll be fine.
Guess we all lose.
Oh, man.
Whoever gets to the bottom first wins.
You win. Anything else good? Any other dead people?
Nah, there's a guy who got lost for 2 days.
What happened to him?
79 years old. Rudolph Golling.
Rudolph.
Drove his white Hyundai to the military commissary at the U.S. Army's Charles E. Kelly Support Facility in Oakdale. On his way home, he made a wrong turn and drove about 4 miles on a dirt path into the woods. Then, I guess, decided against turning around and going back. He just stopped. And slept in his car, kept honking the horn for help.
That's my favorite.
And ate chocolate pudding for 2 days.
How much chocolate pudding did he have?
I don't know.
Enough for 2 days.
But he was found by a man in an all-terrain vehicle.
Oh, my God.
The amount of pudding was unspecified.
Oh, can you imagine the amount of pudding in his pants?
I gotta go.
That'd be a good good ad for snack packs.
Snack packs.
In case you get lost.
And depends.
And depends.
Oh, that depends, though.
Oh, depends. Remember those ones we used to have in pizza? The big, huge cans of pudding?
Oh.
That's what I say, who can?
I have a couple of them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
But keep them in your car, just in case.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I remember one time we locked a kid in there, Gerard. And I opened the door eventually, and he just had a big thing of pudding and a spatula, and he was just like, oh! He turned around like he was going to starve to death in there.
I was hungry, and there was pudding.
Lock him in the fridge and turn the lights out, and he finds the pudding, sniffs it out.
I was just putting my hand in strange places, and this one tasted good.
Three bean salad. Oh!
It's a witch's brain.
The witch's brain. Oh, just, we're supposed to talk about medieval times.
In this story, McGreevy's wife looks kind of hot. Or yeah, ex-wife.
Well, she's all grieving over the fact that he was doing it in bookstores.
Excuse me, Vaughn. She's yeah. Mick grieving.
Like she didn't know.
Yeah. And Matt's Mick full.
Honey, I'm going to the bookstore for an hour.
Yeah.
With Jim.
McDonald's. Was it like an adult bookstore or was it like Borders?
No, it's like Barnes & Noble.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, you go to the bookstore, you go to the bathroom. Follow me in 2 minutes.
You ever see him in there? He used to work at a Barnes & Noble.
No, he didn't come down this way. Mm. He stayed upstate.
That'd have been funny.
He came to a different place.
And my headphones just went out.
Did they?
Yeah.
How about now?
Yeah. That's better. Okay.
Perfect.
So what exactly? So he just did the whole glory hole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and what is it, like gas station rest stops and stuff like that?
Oh yeah,
and he told everybody about this. Like what? How long ago? When did he get? When did he finally?
Two years ago.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, I'll come out now. Fine, fuck it." His wife's like, "We don't need any more shame on our kids."
They had a whole thing with like his father. Picture him in the paper, and he looks so pissed off. He was like a Marine or something, yeah. And they just have a picture of him with his arms crossed, like, so pissed.
Well, when he was the mayor of Woodbridge, they always had him. Getting caught.
The cops used to find them all the time.
Yeah, getting caught in cars with guys, and the cops would, like...
They would cover it up.
Yeah. And he was out with his lover, walking on the beach, and he, like, broke his leg or something. And then the state police had to fly his wife in so she could be with him.
Got mauled
for
by
when
a shark.
They, like, the news media was notified or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but so she's acting surprised. She knew what was going on.
We're just finding driftwood on the beach. All they found was wood.
Drifted into my pants.
Into my ass.
Appeared to have plenty of wood in my ass.
.com.
That seawater sure does have good lube.
It's a little coarse.
Use the mic if you're going to talk.
Sorry.
That seawater sure sounds pretty good.
Derek, do you have anything to say?
Oh man, I want to get his book though. That looks good. It's hot.
Is there any good positions?
Jerk off to those stories.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you,
it's gonna be like the Pamela Anderson book. You know, she
I gotta,
had the first
I gotta
one.
Visit all the rest stops that he went to and sift the wall.
What?
Let's see if I can find his glory hole.
See, yeah. Visit his glory holes.
This is like the Gov was here.
It's like the Heritage Trail.
Ew.
They put up little markers. Big Jimmy was here. Not so Big Jimmy.
Abercrombie and Fitch catalog has clothes and models, but not together.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So apparently, like the first half of the catalog is just naked people.
Beautiful.
It's just a pornography magazine.
Do they actually show the...
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. It doesn't say.
Have you ever seen any of those catalogs? It's always like that. Always like, you know, underage people halfway dressed and the clothes are like, next page, clothes.
Yeah, but they're totally...
Naked, clothes.
They're totally naked, and then the clothes are like in the back of the catalog.
And they kind of cut that all out.
They have two separate catalogs.
Say that again, Matt.
Oh, well, you know, you're supposed to, you know, cut the clothes out and put it on the naked people.
Like paper dolls. Now, that would be a good idea if they wanted to do that. They do that.
Do.
Where do you get these catalogs?
They don't even have skin.
Abercrombie, for any store, I guess.
Oh, really? So it's just like smut, pretty much.
Any store that sells those kind of...
Magazines. The Abercrombie and Finch store.
Abercrombie
and Furchers.
Sound like an old guy. They can never pronounce things right.
Wait, your
kids
dad.
Playing their Nintendos.
Your kids with the Super Mario Brothers and Nintenders. I turned into my dad at
Got
some
that
point.
Tommy Hilfiger and Kevin Klein.
You look
an
like
old
one.
Army.
You look like one of them jigaboos with your Tommy Hilfigers. Who do you think you are, huh? The baggy pants and then the hats.
Want to pull the trigger on a jigaboo?
Let's take a break.
Please.
We're getting into uncharted territory here. We'll be right back.
I want a nasty little Jewish princess with long bony nails and a hairdo that rinses. A horny little Jewish princess with a garlic aroma that could level Tacoma. Lonely inside.
That one's for Craig.
Coming back.
That was wonderful. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
That's you hear fantastic. Me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. No.
Nargatory.
Like one set of headphones. One mic.
You guys aren't
Two
sharing
mic.
Very well.
I want a Jewish princess.
Why?
I don't know.
They have lots
the song
of
said so. I just listen to Frank Zappa.
I can't hear
whatever he wants, I want.
They're very magical here.
So what's this about medieval times?
I went the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, yesterday.
The other day.
The other day.
The other yesterday.
On the previous morrow, the negative morrow, I went to medieval times. Negative 1 day ago, I went to medieval times for a going away party. It was bad.
For who?
We were bad. A guy at the tattoo shop, he was going back to Florida. And it seemed like a good idea to get a limo. Yeah, well, he was from Florida. It should be all right. He'll throw his life away anyway. We decided to get a limo and go up there.
I don't understand limos.
I don't
Are they that fun?
It wasn't fun. It was cramped.
Yeah,
it was about like 4 tons of people in the back. It was 200+ guys and one girl.
Jesus Christ.
And there was a...
She must have been sore this morning.
Yeah, well, we paid her in advance.
Oh.
She didn't know what she was getting into. We were all drinking heavily.
Wait, what?
What?
She actually...
No, it was one of the guy's wives.
Okay.
So they paid her in advance.
Oh, you're bringing a professional to fucking medieval He's just times. Like,
well, you guys can do whatever you want with her. Just pay me.
Oh, okay.
Because he pays the bills.
Okay.
So we got up there finally after we pile out of this limo. It's like a clown car.
Yeah.
But the limo rises like 5 inches.
Bent in half.
He said the limo driver said it couldn't really move that fast with our lard asses in the back there.
Really?
Well, we knew the guy, sort of.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
It was my father.
Great tip.
Can I get one of those like navigator ones or excursion ones?
And we should have got one because this thing was way too small.
Yeah.
And like only there was like a third door towards the front, which didn't work, so we all had to pile out the back, go through the 8 feet of hunching over like it's a crawl space.
No frills limo service.
It's just a car that's pretty big.
Check out that empty bar.
It's like a Vista Cruiser.
Yeah. It's a big station wagon, but you kids sit in the back. It was really weird because I was
on a hump.
There was no hump, but I sat like facing the wrong way. So I was like on the train. I was getting sick.
Yeah.
It was weird. Anywho, so we got in there and we meet up with everyone because we all couldn't fit in the limo, but somebody tried to get more people in there. Yeah, there's plenty of room. Don't worry about it. So we went, had 9. And we were supposed to fit 11 in there, which is no possible way. Unless there's somebody riding in the front with the guy, which is oh so creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like riding in a cab when you get like 6 people.
So, any famous people come through here?
So, you make a lot of money today? Get any good tips?
Yeah.
Go to the airport?
People having sex?
I got to get a good gay. Gashkabash.
Baklava.
$10. So, we finally get in there. And we had like 2 rows of seats. We were supposed to have like the King's pack or some crap like that. We got the King's package. We really did get the
King's package.
Oh, man. I wish I did.
Right in the crack.
But we had 2 rows of like the seats there. It was 1 full row of everyone that was with us. Then there was like 5 on like the next row. I was in the next row.
Yeah.
I was next to
you. Had unfortunate strangers sit next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Some creepy.
I had some drunk black guy drinking nothing but straight Hennessy.
Talk about the King's package.
So Hennessy was there,
riding her horses. Riding her horses.
He was drinking her.
I didn't know.
Straight.
Yeah.
Non-diluted with fat.
I know.
Anyway, let me write that down. 25 minutes, 10 seconds.
So he had never been there with his young criminal son and large girlfriend or wife. I don't know.
Bitch.
So he's just chewing my ear off the entire night about the entire thing. Like, so what do they do next, man? Yo. They come out and they're like, yo, is this shit good? I thought it was pretty interesting when I was a kid. Went here when I was like 12 or 13. Yeah, yo. Fucking $12 for Hennessy. With ice. Well, you should have got no ice. You get more drink. So this continues going on. We eat, we dine, then we get entertained. Ooh. And, like, we all decided to go to the bathroom because we were getting our $22 beers.
Wait, at once?
Yeah.
All 11 well, you massive mutants?
No, there's like...
At bathroom at once?
There's 5 big guys going for the John at once.
Oh, God. It smelled lovely.
We were sitting in, like, the back row, so we climbed over our seats on, like, the little stairway.
Like a full line, like a shitload of linebackers going towards the toilet.
Pretty much. We'd finally get there, and like you couldn't put your drink down on the urinal itself because it was like the top of it was too big,
it
was too top heavy. Like where the handle is to flush, like mine was teeter tottering. and I'm trying to button my pants and flush. I had to pick up the drink to flush to John.
Oh God!
It was an awful night. Everyone was way too drunk.
Did you have fun?
Oh, a lot of fun. Right when we first got there, and they introduced everybody, they have the soup thing on the plate. They're both metal. Start clanging the crap out of them. And then the whole place erupts in it. And the waiter's coming out, freaking out. You can't do that. You're going to spook the horses. You're going to spook the horses.
And the falcon,
clanging away.
The guy next to him going, what'd you say?
Clang them together,
what'd
yo.
What'd you call me?
Yo, bitch.
Carly got it. So how was the... I haven't been there since I was probably...
Was there a bunch of retards there?
No mongoloids, just... every underage girl in America was there.
We had a lot of underage girls when we went to.
It was about two old ladies and every single one of their grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
But they were in like high school, so it was kind of
bad. Did the place like really pack out or?
It was full, yeah.
Really?
It was at capacity.
How do they make money?
Yeah. It's like $50 to get in there and eat crap.
Well, how do they fill that place out?
They have, like, I think it's, like, two showings or something like that.
They must have an estimate.
And it's,
yearly.
Yeah. Like, only in advance. So if they know how much the money they're already going to make.
Yeah.
And, like, with a $20 beer, I think you might make a little bit of cash.
Well, I don't know how they would feel. Because that's the kind of place, it's not like you go every weekend. You just...
No, but, like, people, it's just like a tourist place. Like,
yeah, people come from all over.
We were the only ones speaking English. It was like fucking Ellis Island.
The nearest one is Washington D.C.
So the capital.
The
king. And like they had all the characters would be speaking, and it sounded like such a horrible voiceover. Oh, it was so bad.
Yes, my lord.
And in the beginning, the magician would come out. It was awful.
So bad acting?
Awful.
Something terrible is going to happen.
A lot of fog machine and...
Yeah.
Yes, my lady, your package is huge.
Oh, my lord.
Who got the king's package?
Princess Camelot.
Sir, come on your face.
Did they knight anybody?
No, there weren't no special birthday boys.
There weren't no special birthday boys. You should have said it was your birthday.
Well, I didn't.
No, you should have.
That went off for like a half hour.
Oh,
yeah. Announcing birthdays and shit.
Breathing.
Yeah.
Our group was announced.
Oh, they were?
For Scott's going away.
Oh.
And his YOLO party.
Very sweet.
It was.
Oh, God.
Had to be there.
I want
to
go.
I've been trying to get you guys to go for like 2 years now.
I've been wanting to go. It's just. You know.
I know we've gone like twice now in the past few years.
Yeah.
It's definitely the way to go with like a lot of people.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of people.
It's a lot more fun.
It's not really a date thing.
No.
Go with your grandmother.
Can't you skin grandma?
It's not a place you go to finger bang somebody.
I used to think that it was real.
Oh, yeah. I did too. I thought it was so like.
Well, they break the sticks on each other, right?
Or
they
pre-broken? They hit them on their swords, the shields and
the
stuff.
Shields, yeah. And I remember that they took some pretty hefty falls.
Well, like, they would get hit, then, like, they'd run five. Like, the horse would keep going, like, another furlong or whatever.
And then
the guy would, like, throw himself off.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had the stunt lances that would shatter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
I really thought people died. They would, like, drag him off. And I'm like, oh, my God, people are dying.
I want to open up a place called Roman Times. It's just a big gladiatorial arena and just, you know.
Some big vomitorium and an orgy.
And have, like, you know.
What kind of food would you serve?
Christians.
I don't know. Bread and snails.
Would it all be, like, sand on the steps and shit?
Yeah. And you have, like, retards come out and fight the gladiators.
To warm up.
Yeah. The retards probably win.
Big mongoloid strength.
Yeah.
They don't know that their arm's not there. They're still trying to go with it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Everybody say retard.
Retard. Let's go take a break.
Yeah.
Find something else to do.
No.
1 year to 1987, WrestleMania III, the Pontiac Silverdome, Pontiac, Michigan, over 93,000 fans. You teamed up with Nikolai Volkoff to take on the Killer Bees, and that's where your feud began with Hacksaw Jim Duggan when he interfered at the end of that match. What was it like to be in that massive crowd?
You asked me excellent, excellent question. The great feeling all time I had all my life, Mr. Dan Maloney, it was that night, Pontiac, Michigan, Silverdome.
Correct. Silverdome, Pontiac.
Yes, sir. And that was a great honor, great feeling to wrestling next to 93,000 people, no any musician, no any football player, no any sport event in your country sold out, Madison Square Garden. I mean, Pontiac, Michigan,
right.
Exam wrestler. It was a great feeling, Dan Maloney, to I wrestling with Jim Brazeller and that jabroni, Brian Blair.
Brian Blair, right.
Brian Blair, you are another faggot son of a bitch, no good low life. So I want to let you know, you are punk, you are fag, you are punk, little gay. Worse than Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. It was a great feeling. I have a lot of respect for them. His partner, Jim Brunzeri from Minnesota, great athlete, great high jumper, but that little punk, Brian Blair, another little fag, worse than Michael Jackson. And I didn't like him. I didn't like his attitude. He was a punk. I can't break his fucking back. Break his back, make him humble, and then fuck his ass. I didn't do it in the Pontiac, Michigan, because respect my sport and respect Mr. McMahon.
You were a professional.
A professional. Otherwise, was ready to do it to him, all country way, make him humble. Suplex him, put him in the camel clutch, break his back, and then fuck his ass, make him humble, to even respect our retreat. And I didn't do it. Because for the God and Jesus and Mr. McMahon. Brian Blair, you are no good. You are worse than Michael Jackson. I'll never respect you again. And then he was lucky to the big man, American 2x4, Hacksaw. You was lucky, punk. I didn't break your back to fuck your ass, make you humble. And he was lucky. Hacksaw Jim Duggan come save him. And I didn't break his back. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm a shooter, man. You're a punk. I respect your partner, Jim Brunzeller. I never respect the gay. I never respect the fact. You are worse than Hulk Hogan. And you're lucky I didn't break your back. And Hacksaw come save you. And that was a great feeling to wrestling 93,000 people. And you were so lucky to the Hacksaw come save you before I break your back and I do all country way to make you humble. And besides that, everything was great.
Iron Sheik. What's that?
He hates the Jews.
He does hate the Jews.
Bags, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to get him on the show. Why don't you hold
Ooh.
The mic, man?
Why don't you hold your own mic there? You don't need the mic stand. Vaughn mic stand.
See you later, Vaughn.
The Vaughn stand.
The Vaughn stand.
Just keep going.
He's doing visual radio.
Sit in the corner.
Have you ever met that guy, Matt?
The Sheik, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a cool guy, actually. He's like a father figure to the locker room.
He's a...
is he the raging stereotype he appears to be?
That is 100% Sheiky right there.
Yes.
That's what we refer to.
Is that what we call him, Sheiky?
Sheiky, yes.
Like the restaurant?
Yes.
No, not exactly.
Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's no?
He is from Tehran, Iran.
He lives in Jersey, right?
He does.
Doesn't he?
Most, actually,
like 90% of wrestlers have lived in New Jersey at one point.
That's weird.
I don't know why. No, not
wow.
that.
Wow. We should try and get a hold of him. Ask him about the Jews.
It might be possible. It might be possible. But he'd know. He would never stop going on and on about the Jews. Blames him for everything.
Can't blame him there.
Oh, man.
Even his testicular cancer.
He might. He might do that.
Does he have testicular cancer?
He might have belly button cancer.
He might.
That thing is god awful.
Huh?
Ever seen his belly button?
No.
Looks like his cauliflower belly
button.
He
always had that like white
beer keg for a belly.
Wrap over it, right?
Sometimes,
back
yeah.
In, yeah. Yeah, well, like back in the 80s he had it. I don't know. He must have a hernia or something. Like, from doing those
Yeah, those big things.
He would always challenge somebody to do it, and nobody can lift those up.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Of course, he fucking lifts them up and busts a nut.
Yeah, that's probably why he has a hernia.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just for a gimmick. That's dedication.
He's funny. You ever see him naked?
No, I have not.
No. Oh, because he's a father figure. He doesn't walk around naked.
No, no.
He just makes everyone else walk around naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So who have you seen naked? I saw Tito Santana.
I did not have the pleasure of seeing Tito Santana naked.
His big uncut hog. You know?
Really?
Didn't have the pleasure
he's
seeing
a no-cut?
Oh, yeah, he's
a
cut.
No-cut.
No, he's a no-cut.
He, I have personal heat with the former Intercontinental Tag Team Champion. Yes.
And his hog?
Personal heat?
Personal heat.
You don't like him?
Sorry, I'm using...
you're using the
wrestling lingo. Sorry. I didn't set the table on that one.
Did you...
heat caused by friction?
Oh, cool.
Phone call.
That's great.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Who is it?
Maybe it's a retard.
Is it Louis?
It's Rogers.
It's a retard.
Do you have speakerphone?
Wrestling. Hey, wrestling. Steve Rogers.
Yo, what's up? You're on the Aristocrats.
Yeah,
you're. Oh, it's Jurl. You're on the Aristocrats.
Fuck that shit, dude.
Oh, shit.
On the Aristocrats.
We're talking about Cheeky. You got anything to say about Cheeky?
They've got some very good lunch platters, I hear.
Yeah.
How? He likes the word faggot a lot.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Did
I can't believe you're not dead.
Did Rogers ever see him naked?
Have I ever seen him naked? No.
Rogers.
I'm sure you got those pictures in your library though.
I might. Did Rogers ever see him naked?
Did you ever see Iron Sheik naked, dude, at a show? He's done a couple times. He's seen many men naked.
Jimmy Greavy.
What about Devin Storm?
What about Devin Storm?
Hey, why are you asking me about him, dude? You're
the one. Wow. Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah.
What about Doink?
I'm hungry, so quit the fucking show with Applebee's.
All right, maybe in a little bit. All right, thanks for your contribution. All right, you're stealing Eric's line. All right, good. All right, awesome.
Call me when you call Rogers and you're done.
All right, I will.
Love you, Steve. Bye.
I want copyright for the show now.
Okay. Very good.
Hang up.
Bye. Call ended.
All right,
he's done.
That was great.
Anywho.
It's all right, naked men.
So Iron Sheik naked. So wait, you have personal heat with Tito Santana?
Tito Santana.
What did he do to you?
About 6 years ago, I did a show with Steve, and now there are people screaming outside.
Just ignore them. That's what I do.
She's a whore. It's okay.
And there was a ring rat. We'll call her Danny. She...
Is it the one I know?
Did you meet her?
The one?
Yeah, you did. You met her on that show. You know who she is.
Horrific person.
She's a terrible person.
Was she hot?
No.
No.
Damn.
No. She had big boobs though.
That's massive. Huge.
Massive.
She tried to use them against me once.
You always had massive whoppers for that.
She did have massive whoppers.
She had massive whoppers flow.
Yes.
And her face looked like
and she had some kind of a capillary thing going on where like it made her face like the side of her cheek kind of push out. It was a little bizarre.
That's right. She had like chipmunk cheeks.
Yes. Fuck them.
They calling again?
Yeah. It's probably actually Rogers now.
That's great.
It's a call-in show.
This makes for some great broadcast.
Anyway.
Okay. So, Ring Rat.
Tito Santana is hitting on this Ring Rat.
Oh, God.
And this Ring Rat is also, you know, sharing herself amongst the locker room, trying to get, you know, with Steve and me and Will.
Why? Of all the people to try, why professional wrestlers?
Well, that's why they're Ring Rats.
I know, but
they like wrestlers. They generally like long-haired guys and...
Long-haired guys that wrestle around with each other. So she
was popping her pussy in the locker room.
Okay.
She was trying to. Okay. Tito Santana was trying to get a piece of this.
Okay.
This Ring Rat, whom had already scheduled a date with my friend Will. So, I...
Wow. Pick it up.
I'm not his freaking wife here.
Oh.
Is this the Ring Rat with a kid?
Yes.
Am I your wife, dude?
No.
Aw.
Yeah, you're here. What do you got to say about Cheeky?
So, the time I've seen his dong, I watched it snort a line of coke through his dick hole.
We have a neighbor right here who might want to meet him.
This guy's got some talent. Thank you.
That's ridiculous.
Anything about great contributions, Steve?
Anything about Tito Santana?
Tito Santana? No, I've seen him bring the coke.
Oh, he brought the coke. He's the supplier. All right, very good. Been trying for about 5 minutes to get through a Tito Santana story. Okay. Thanks for the name drop.
Which is what we're getting in right now.
All right. Thank you.
Hang up.
Openly.
This is terrible radio, Steve.
It really is.
It is really bad. Who else is there?
No one else.
Who?
No one.
What is he doing?
It's Kayla.
Oh. Just hang up. Hang up.
All right, dude. I'll call you back later. Bye.
Was that Steve or the baby crying?
He was showing me recordings of his farts, and there was one where it's just like... You just hear.
He's farting on his kid.
Pretty much. So anyway, personal heat with Tito Santana.
This story is really just not going to have its not going to have its thunder.
Just
anymore.
Chug along. Just chug.
Chico is trying to get it on with this girl in the locker room.
The Matador.
Okay, El Matador. And
shut up.
From talking to this girl, I knew that she was going to be going out on a date with one of my friends to Great Adventure or something the next day. So I was like, you know, I was like telling the guy, I was like, she's been like going around the whole locker room, you know, trying to, you know, get like every guy's number in here, including Tito Santana. And I didn't realize that Tito was like on the other side of the room and he has like bionic ears and overheard me. So he tells the Ring Rat that I was, you know, telling another guy, you know, that she was going around and, you know, whoring around the locker room. Will brings her to wrestling school the following Thursday, and the girl gets up in my face. And I pretty much tell her, I was like, you're a whore, and I don't really appreciate you, you know, setting yourself up with one of my friends and then whoring yourself to Tito Santana. And then she tells
me that... Or 2290.
Oh, whore.
And then she tells me that I don't even know her and that I can't make that kind of judgment about her. And then she broke up with him to go out with Steve, and then she tried to break up with Steve to go out with me. And that was the end of it. But that's why I have personal heat with Tito Santana. He ratted me out to a Ring Rat.
She did have some chubby cheeks, I remember.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
She had big hands, though.
Yeah. I saw him. He was doing the old man in the locker room thing where he's standing on top of the seats with his pants down,
yeah.
And he was having a conversation with someone. I don't know why he felt the need to stand on the seat and just sit there with his hog hanging out. And I just kind of walked by, that. And I was like, oh.
I missed that.
He likes it at eye level.
I think, was that the same one with 911?
He had the brush past it.
He wasn't at that show?
That was the one in Brick.
Hmm.
The bowling alley.
That one was Tom's. The Tom's River bowling alley one.
Okay.
The other one was in Brick. Yeah. Why? What was that?
I got the two confused.
No, was there something significant about 911?
Well, I just remember 911 had his kids there.
That annoying fat little kid?
Yeah, and it was weird because here's his, like...
That was the kid's gimmick. They used to come out with him dressed up exactly like 911, and he was called 411.
Was he just, like, giving you information about the wrestler?
This is my daddy.
Ring announcer. He should have been the ring announcer.
He should have been.
That's a good gimmick.
But I just remember, like... I wasn't wrestling then. I think I was recording you. It was the one you and Steve...
You did the Rumble on that show.
Yeah, but you and Steve were fighting 911.
Yes.
So you guys come out...
It was Steve and that other guy. I had my own match.
Whatever, anyway.
You take my match and it didn't get recorded.
Regardless. I'm back there and I'm taping behind the curtain. And there's 911 and this fat little kid. And here's this big, like, semi-iconic wrestler, hardcore wrestler, with this little kid, like, crying and whining about stuff. And he's just... Like being a dad,
yeah.
Like knock it off, you know. We'll get something to eat later, and just like
stop at Wawa.
Yeah, we'll stop at Wawa on the way as I pull into eight lanes of traffic, and
with the ring attached to the
yes.
truck.
And I was just sitting there going, I don't think I should be taping this.
That's perfect.
Yeah, and then we set up the ring and it is like Ford F like 5 billion whatever the fuck he had, and he just like
the horse trailer.
Yeah, it was like. What was it? Like you couldn't make a left or something?
He did something very illegal.
He just like pulled across like five lanes of highway
did, yeah.
with this huge truck and just went into oncoming traffic.
You have to do that.
Oh, he's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a cool guy. Big
Sounds
dude.
A cool guy. You ever see his penis?
No.
I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Wow. He broke, not only did he break actual rules of the road, but he broke wrestling code. By coming dressed in gimmick. You're not supposed to do that, but he always did it.
I think he dressed like that every day,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah, he wears his street clothes in the ring.
Well, did Al Snow break wrestling code when he went to the Yellow Rose Diner in gimmick with head?
I think he's legitimately insane.
Okay.
So.
Do you ever see his penis?
Al Snow?
No.
Moving on.
We just want to hear about Donk.
Yeah, we just want to hear about Donk. We had a conversation about Doink last week about him wrecking his car. His van.
Doink van.
The Doink mobile. You got anything on Doink?
Really small penis.
Okay.
5 o'clock shadow Doink or regular Doink?
The second Doink.
The second Doink.
Doink the double.
Apollo.
Right. That was a good wrestling chat. So yeah, we got to get the Iron Sheik on. Talk about
the
Jews and the fags. I want to do some mailman stories before we get out of here.
Yay.
Mailman Vaughn. Oh, you're back.
Yeah, how you doing?
I was ranting and raving before, so. It's always good to be out of the...
Who was on the phone?
My brothers.
Oh.
They're looking for people to pick them up and move them around.
Move from one
them.
Place to the other.
Because they're drunk at my house, in my mother's house, and they want to go to a friend's house who's like across the town. And they're like, when are you going to get done? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, don't fucking bother me.
Just roll your wheelchair over there. God. It's downhill.
It's fucking downhill.
Charge it up and go.
You fuckers. What's your fucking problem?
You gotta bring the van everywhere?
So you're a mailman.
So,
so
originally when I got the job, I took this job, like, I took the test for the job 2 years ago. Maybe 3 years now because I've been in this job a year. And when you take the civil service test, one thing I have to tell you is that it's like you and the unwashed masses of mental retardation that lives in this town.
Yes. An entire township
Eric,
of retards.
Yes.
I took that test too.
Yeah.
Retards.
It's fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
So you basically, all you have to bring with you is your ID and a number two pencil.
And your pigment to get the job.
Yeah.
And it's just like people are bringing like logs and like their grandmothers for ID. It's like
chains fucking... and whips and
this guy gets dropped off and he's with his mom, and his mom is walking him in. He's got to be 45. His mother's like 112. And his mom walks him in and hands that woman her ID, like the ID for the thing. And she's like, okay, he can go in here. And she's like, can I come? He's like, no, it's only for him. So she had to go, like, you know, like all like upset that he couldn't like be
like
his cheerleader.
Like she's dropping him off at kindergarten.
Well, it is. It's like daycare for a couple hours.
Yeah. It's like a 3-hour test, too, which is unbelievable.
It's an hour test that they give you 4 hours for.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. It took me only three. Sorry. So they finally decided to send myself letters like of interviewing for this. The interview is pretty quick. If you say all the right things, you get the job, no matter what. And there was a lot of people that were just there. They got hired. And then right when they went to a certain point, they were like, no, and they got kicked out. And they're supposed to give you like 2 weeks and all that stuff. We got hired. We did the interview Thursday. I got hired Friday. So I had to quit my job Saturday.
Yeah, I had to do that too.
And then Monday was the training. And then my first week there, I got chased by two dogs within the matter of 4 hours. Because they're supposed to explain to you, like, if any problematic, like, because you're new, you know, you're going to go here, you're going to do this piece. And, like, the guys are supposed to explain to you, like, if anything's wrong, you know, or give you any kind of heads up. And I guess as a hazing ritual, they're like, they don't explain. Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. Go out.
Yeah, just go. If shooting at you, you're fine. Just keep going. Well, shoot back.
You carry, like, sausage links in your
pocket. What town do you carry for?
I carry for...
Browntown.
I carry for Fairhaven, Red Bank, and parts of Middletown.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's the whole area. So the first, they tell you, oh, you know, just be aware that there's dogs. I'm like, oh, okay, be aware. You get, like, up to a person's house, and the box is right there, like, 2 feet, and you're walking. All you hear is brushing. You know, like, the sound of just, yeah, like things like moving around and, yeah. You know, you can hear this little, and like a little, and you're like, what the hell is that? And all of a sudden you just see a dumb, like this big, like monster dog running out of the bushes going, chasing you off the sidewalk, off their driveway, all the way to the end. And then all of a sudden that, you know, those electric fences, those fake electric fences, yeah, knocks them right there. Just totally stops them. Oh, shit. Because, you know, if that wasn't there, they'd follow me down the block. It's like, oh, my God. And, like, I brought it back, and the next morning, and the guy's like, why didn't you deliver his house? I'm like, you didn't tell me about the dog. He's like, oh, the dog's fine. I'm like, yeah, for you.
He doesn't know my flesh yet.
I'm not going to get my hand. I'm not going to lose my hand. He's like, well, if that happens again, you could just leave it. Like, if you can get the door close enough, you can just rope a bandit and leave it at their steps. And I was like, well, I didn't get that far, and you should have told me this yesterday, you jerk. Like,
do you get mace?
Yeah, you get dog mace.
Dog mace.
Which doesn't work on Rottweilers and pit bulls.
Oh,
right.
Two of the worst dogs.
The two dogs you would use it on.
The dogs that you need it for.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a brick to take them out. But it's like every other dog. Chihuahuas, dead.
Dead.
Did you have to go for training in Somerville?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
that's right.
You have to go up there and watch videos for like 15 hours.
What, mailmen getting killed?
Have driver's ed, right?
Yeah, driver's ed.
Yeah.
Which I think I'm going to have to go back to because I got into that accident.
You got into an accident with a mail truck?
Were there letters everywhere?
A two-ton truck, actually.
Oh, not the LOV?
One of the big box trucks.
The big ones, wow.
Yeah, the big bread trucks. There's some other weird things, like working in the... We do all work in the... was in Fort Monmouth, right? And getting yelled at by, like, Marine lieutenants and stuff like that. Like, Army lieutenants because you send them the wrong mail.
Jesus.
Because, like, so many people go in and out of that place, right? They're always transferring and moving. So if you're new and you don't know it and it's your first time casing that route and doing it, the next day if you have to do it again, they'll come out. You know, their wives or themselves will come out and be like, this is not mine, and yell at you and scream at you for no apparent reason. It's just like...
You maggot!
Yeah, it's like, what the... Like, in full uniform, and you're just like, oh.
You got a uniform and a gun.
See, that's the thing. We have a uniform, yes. A very flattering blue death uniform that you can't even breathe in. And they have these full uniforms with, you know, taser, handgun, shotgun, kids, all that stuff they can put out on you. They can just drag you in the house. You'll never be seen again. They won't be like... Well, just, he never showed back up. Well, whatever.
What kind of defense do you have against crazy people?
Running.
We have the bag.
The bag, yeah. Gotta hit him with the bag.
They tell you to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say...
Like you're a fucking 80-year-old woman?
Put it between you and the attacker.
If a dog or anything attacks you, that's the first... Your first defense is use that bag.
First line of defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then your second defense...
And then you get fired for destroying people's mail.
Actually, you get arrested for destroying people's mail. That's true. And then
you
serve.
You keep the job, probably.
Yeah, you serve 15 years, and you come back.
Serve another 15.
Like,
That's all they tell you?
Like, yeah, that's it. The first thing they explain to you in your defense courses, like they give you like 2 or 3 hours of defense courses, and pretty much all it is you know, you have the mace, but they don't want you to use that because they can get sued for macing the dogs. You know, so the first thing they want you to do if a dog ever tries to attack you is to shove the bag in the face. Yeah. Even if you have mail in it, they're like, you know what, your safety's first, even though what you've been told before is the mail is first no matter what. And then it's like, okay, all of a sudden the dog or a rabies infested old woman chasing after you is the thing. And like
a meat flavored spray would be great. They'd be too busy licking their mouth, you know, to bite you.
Some peanut butter.
It's meat mace.
Meat mace.
Just do you guys with some kind of like, you know, meat flavor to it? They just stop moving.
You guys carry dog bones?
Some of them.
You're not supposed to, but. Yeah, they do. Like a lot of the old guys will carry dog bones because they've done their routes so many years that they know what dogs are where, and they'll just, you know, throw them. And then when you do the piece, and the dog's coming up to you, and it's like, okay, because you're not sure because they give you all those videos, and they're like, oh, the dog can be the most you know proper looking dog, and then you go and like pet it or touch it, and the dog will bite your finger hand off. And it's like, you know, be as cautious as possible with dogs. It's like, okay,
mace first, ask questions later. Yeah.
That's the thing. They tell you that's like last resort. Like if you can't get to your truck or your bag's gone and the dog's still chasing after you, you know, took your shoe, mace the dog.
And starts humping your leg while biting your scrotum.
Then mace the dog. Yeah. If that's the last thing you can, because they can get sued for that still. Like they can get sued for a couple of things. Like if you use their mail or something like that. Like just like.
You ever
like,
just read people's magazines?
I don't know, but I know
some. I know some guy named Kron. He's through.
No, I know some of the people that I've done. Some of the people I do routes for, they'll actually hold magazines for like a day, because they're on like light duty.
Yeah,
it's the best. I think it's the funniest thing. If you hurt yourself in any way, except because we don't have disability in this job, you can go on light duty, which is you work the mornings, and you case your route, and then someone else takes it out for you, and then you do like you know. You pick up phones, you do like work around the office for the managers and stuff like that. So you'll see them just like holding magazines for like a day and reading them at lunch. And you're like, what the hell? And you know, like I did this once. I was pulling out a route for somebody because they went to lunch. And I saw all these magazines in this slot. And I was like, what the hell is all this stuff? And I cased them all in. And she came back and she was pissed. She's like, why did you case them in? I was like, because they're
not your magazines.
And they're like, well, I was just, you know, that's where I put my stuff, so you can't touch that. I was like, all right, fine. Even though it said didn't say your name on it, I'm not going to fight with you.
This is Mrs. Smith's Cosmopolitan, not yours.
Or getting chased by people looking for their welfare checks in like the bad section of town. Like, I guess like some of the guys had like deals or like. Like, they guess the people called enough and complained enough to the office where it was like, okay, we'll let you have your check. Just come to the, just look for the mailman and he'll give you your check. So every Thursday, every second Thursday of the month, like every 2 weeks, I'd have like two or three people hunt me down, like in certain areas. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, they'd see another mailman and be like, oh, did you see this guy? And then they chase me down. Like, even if I'm like driving, they'd be like, stop, 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 screaming at me, yelling at me through the windows, like running out of their houses. Like I'm throwing ice cream out the car, you know. It's like it's like I'm the ice cream man. It's like ding 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 ding. Like, stop stop stop! I want a rocky road. It's like what the fuck.
We have breaking news here.
Oh no!
Great.
Bonds passes Ruth with 715th home run.
Oh, he did.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, so how many more left he's got?
Well, he's in second place now. It's Aaron 755, Bond 715, Ruth 714.
Yeah, but you know
it's 2:14 p.m. in the fourth inning.
Wow.
Immediately raised his arms and clapped his hands together before beginning his historic trot.
His huge
retard head.
His huge steroid arms.
Jesus Christ.
Breaking news.
Right, this is breaking news, huh? Oh, is that boring?
Well, we talked about it last week.
It's a callback.
Don't you have any good mailman stories?
Yeah, you worked there for like a day or two.
A couple weeks. What?
Not many.
Not
many.
There are a few.
Getting yelled at by hookers.
I still remember the houses that they're at, though.
Oh, God.
I just drive by them occasionally.
Yeah,
just so happened to be in the neighborhood.
I can still take him to Spring Lake and show it, point him out to you.
I write them notes about being my friend.
Nah, there was one time it was raining really hard out, and it was like, this is when I just started, and the lady, the letter carrier, whose route that I was covering, she was showing me how to case the mail and everything, and so she helped me case it and everything. She goes, all right, no, go load the LLV.
Yeah.
So I'm pushing out this little rickety cart. It's like really barely balanced.
Yeah, like one wheel's completely fucked up.
You got
yeah,
a square wheel.
And you see, like, the other carriers are so used to it that they'll just, like, they can, like, push it off a curb and it won't spill over anything, you know? No. So I'm like, going very slow with it and everything. And this thing, that hits a crack in the sidewalk, it just... Dude, it pops over right into the puddle. And the mail's everywhere. It's soaking wet. It's raining really hard, right? And she comes out. She's like, "What the fuck did you do?" It's just helped me pick it up, and it's
raining. It's horrible.
That was the most embarrassing thing.
Did you get through those 90 days, or did you even get through that?
Nah, I quit before that.
Because like the first 90 days, they give you like it's a preliminary. If you fuck up in any way, you're gone. Like no matter what. And like they got me up to the last week, and then they started really messing with me.
Yeah,
like you know they bring me in the office for no apparent reason. They do this, do that.
Because after that, they can't do anything.
Yeah, after
to you,
the
really.
90 days, they can't do nothing to you. You know,
so if they decide they don't like you, they got to do something
within those 90 days. Right. Yeah. Because one person, the last PTF that got hired, she lasted up until the 89th day, then they fired her because of some weird like car manufacturer. Like technical difficulty that the truck broke down while she was doing the route, but she never called anybody like for an hour. Like she did the pieces around that she could, like she'd walk to a street and do it and come back and walk to the street. Then she decided to call them, tell them that the car was broke down. And she told them, "Oh, I've been sitting here for an hour." And they were like, "Oh, okay."
Oh, you should have called.
And then she came in the morning and they were like, "You know what? We're going to have to talk and let her go." Yeah. And everybody else was like, that was really fucked up. I was like, well, yeah. They didn't like her, I guess.
I don't really have any good stories from work.
No?
I got a good story from my physical.
How about friendlies?
Happy ending to it?
Yeah, well, almost. Actually, it was... Well, I got my physical back, and I lowered my cholesterol, so that's good.
Oh, goody. What are you, 900?
I still have to lose weight. I have no idea.
He was...
So no, how old are you? Like 90?
Did he finger your prostate
well,
through
here's,
your asshole?
Here's the thing. You? Here's the thing. I never had a physical before, so I went there and I'm doing the physical or whatever. And I don't know what it entails. They took blood work, did the eyes and everything. And then they're like, okay, and the doctor will see you in a little bit. So I'm sitting there waiting. And I did this at like 1 in the afternoon, and I was working days at the time, so I've been there since 7 in the morning. You know, working kind of hard, and I'm kind of sweaty and in my uniform.
Oh, no.
And your access.
So anyway... No. So the doctor comes in, he's checking you know, the eyes, the knees, the whatever, doing all this stuff, whatever. And then he just like kind of closes the door, locks it, and he's like a real kind of like stern, no joking around. He's like, okay, now we're going to do the test for hernia. And I was like, okay. He goes, just drop your drawers and your underwear. And I was like, all right.
Doc?
And I just kind of like, I didn't process what was going on. So I pulled my pants down and bent over to him. And he goes... No,
other he said, end.
No, the other way. And I was man. Like, oh, so you're in my little pants around my ankles, and I just had to tiptoe around so he can grab my sweaty gonads.
Doctor, is oral sex usually a part of this?
Oh, he locks the door. Clink, clink.
But now this year, when I got my physical, I was ready.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. I didn't think that. I was going to need to disrobe at all, otherwise I might have showered or something. Yeah,
I might have.
I wasn't
applied.
Exactly ready for it. And when he said, you know.
Drop him.
Yeah, and I basically just immediately thought, oh, finger in the butt. But,
what?
Yeah, I didn't realize
well,
that.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
They don't do that.
I know. I got flustered. They do that for prostate, but that's not until you're older. Yeah. It just, it was like that. It was real quick. He was checking for a hernia, and I just immediately thought my ass, so I bent over.
Hemorrhoids.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Hemorrhoids.
So then I did the turning cough and you know,
yeah.
You're all embarrassed.
Doctor, huh?
I'm like,
That's what happens when you, your last doctor was in a back alley. It's like, just bend over. I'll check you for hernia.
Dr. McGreevy.
Hey, Doc, why do we got to be in this bookstore's bathroom?
Barnes & Noble.
Well, read this book and take it. Ready? No loop.
Yeah.
In prison.
But it showed him because my bag was really nasty. It was. I was working all day.
Smelling his musky hand.
It was like in August, too, and the air conditioning hadn't kicked on yet. And I was working upstairs where the air conditioning doesn't even like reach.
You should have splashed yourself with some fragrance.
I could have just slapped my leg and splashed it with something else. It was that bad.
The spearmint taint.
Spearmint taint. Oh, that was... Oh, no! Come on. Well, I work in a place that has a lot of... chemicals, whatever.
Fragrances.
I don't want to give out where I work or anything.
Well, no.
We work with fragrances. And I was working with different cans of stuff and like kind of small cans, like 10, 3.5 gallon cans. And I sat on one to get on the bottom shelf. And I was, you know, working whatever. And then like I kept smelling like gum, like someone was chewing gum, but it was following me and going around. And then all of a sudden my taint starts burning uncontrollably. I was sitting on a can of spearmint oil, and there was some, like, on the
residue.
Top. But it's, like, actual spearmint oil, or spearmint oil, and it burnt. I had to go home. I just left, because my taint was on fire for, like, an hour.
But it smelled nice and tasty.
It smelled great. My pants smelled lovely. Yeah. The laundry room was nice and fresh.
Licking your balls.
He's like himself, like, I'm falling off the couch.
When you... got home.
I had old
What did you do?
I just showered and I just was wasting pretty much. It would not come off. Old Wrigley's taint.
He's got a Brillo pad. He's crying.
It burned so bad, and it took like a while. It took like 15 minutes to start burning. But it went right through my pants, through my underwear, to my taint, and
in the shower, in a hot shower.
I didn't know like. Going, like, do we do hot water, cold water? I don't know. What do I do?
Was it like mineralized on there?
It was worse than that. Yeah, because I've done that before.
Yeah.
I mean, you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
the what?
The water made it worse.
The icy hot on the crotch.
Oh, why?
That was years ago.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Somebody told us, I think, did we find it somewhere? And then, or did
I don't know where we got it from.
I think somebody had it.
Wait, you found it on the street and it was like, it's in our balls.
Mr. McGreevy gave it to us.
It was at the hut.
It was at the hut. And there was icy hot there. And somebody said, if you put that in your like dick or whatever, I don't know. And so I was just like, all right, I'll do it. I guess Craig did it too. So we went in the bathroom and just like put it on.
Applicated
together?
On your balls. Yeah, I think so.
But
yeah,
one put on the other. Together. You both put it on each other.
Yeah, what did they tell you the results would be?
Well, they said, I don't know.
It's the worst thing you ever feel in your life.
Let's do it.
I don't believe you. You're full of shit.
So it's really cool and soothing at first, and then it starts to burn.
It's not so bad.
It was pretty bad. It was...
Oh, my God! You try to wash it off, or if you put water on it, it just gets worse. Off,
like, yeah,
come on,
put,
Derek.
Yeah, water makes it worse.
Oh, a lot worse.
Put on your cock, Derek.
You look so good. I have no friends.
What if it was his name on that? How funny would that be? Matthew McDermott. Okay.
He just gave out a name, man.
Well, I can take it out.
A little retard's name.
What are they gonna do?
Derek, cut out.
Can I put down the Ben Gay for you too?
I wonder if Ben Gay would burn.
Let's try.
Ben Gay, I heard, is just supposed to like die, like what is it? Numb everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might work.
Like for like people, for like men who have a hard time keeping it up, instead of using the Viagra, just throw a little Bengay on
but
that
then you
thing.
Can't feel it.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. It's supposed to be just
longevity.
Yeah, longevity.
Yeah, I think
make,
the girl might
the,
have a
the
problem
quick.
With that.
You wear rubber or something then.
Yeah, you wear a condom on top of it, and it should be fine.
Condoms are for chumps.
Oh yeah, fuck we forgot.
Sailors and hookers.
Spearmints for the men.
Double the pleasure.
It was like that Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm not even going to get into it because I'm sure no one saw it.
Nope.
Huh?
Yeah.
Curb your what?
Curb your balls?
I never got raped by a condom before.
We need to get audio from that.
Yes.
Yes.
So he starts drilling me in the asshole.
I thought,
this is a new experience for me.
Hey, right. We should have ended the show. Now everyone's going to know about my taint and my
secret piece,
mooning the doctor. And
yeah,
the worst was he had absolutely no sense of humor about it.
Secrets.
Did the doctor stay in there?
I wouldn't either.
Like, did he stay there and wait?
I'm gonna kick their ass.
Son, put that thing away. Turn around.
He didn't squeal like a little girl, right? Like, oh my god.
Is it okay back there?
He's like, it's the other way. I'm like, I know.
I'm just
showing off.
Yeah.
But Dr. McGreevy, these cosmos are old. Take it.
I'm like a peacock. I'm just showing off.
Ew. I know you could tell I had a hernia with your balls in my mouth. I thought they're supposed to be my balls.
My balls.
My balls.
Oh, man.
Ah, cool. Right.
Damn it. Hang on.
This is when do you censor me all of a sudden?
Stop censoring people, Derek.
When did this happen?
I got complaints.
From who?
The one guy that listens to it.
Hey, man. Wait.
No, I don't really like all the racial stuff.
There it is.
Shut it off the mic there.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Yay.
Some of us.
Okay, then.
That bad gay on my balls.
Until then.
Yeah, see you later.